he told him. At that, Khosla bet $3 million on Impossible Foods, as Brown fittingly named his company. Recounting this story in 2018, Khosla happily noted Impossible's progress since 2010. The company would soon have more than $100 million in annual revenues, and the Impossible Whopper would be served at Burger King. But the main message that Khosla emphasized transcended dollars and even the food system. You can imagine, if Pat fails, the hubris of saying he could eliminate animal husbandry. He'll be mocked for that, Khosla observed. But, he continued, the mockery would be misplaced. Which is better, to try and fail, or to fail to try? Reasonable people, well-adjusted people, people without hubris or naivete, routinely fail in life's important missions by not even attempting them. The way Khosla saw things, Brown should be hailed as a hero, whatever happened to his company. Truly consequential changes are bound to seem outrageous when they are first imagined by messianic inventors. But there is no glory in projects that will probably succeed, for these, by definition, won't transform the human predicament. Khosla was himself an unreasonable man, creatively maladjusted. As a boy in his native India, he rebelled against his parents' religion, declined to follow his father into the army, and refused an arranged marriage. On his wedding day, he set his watch alarm, declaring that the religious portion of the ceremony had to be done inside 30 minutes. As soon as he earned an engineering degree, he left for the United States, where he studied more engineering at Carnegie Mellon University. After that, he set his sights on Stanford Business School. Learning that he needed 2 years' work experience to qualify for admission, he did two jobs at once and declared after 1 year that he had met the requirement. In 1982, after completing his business degree, Khosla teamed up with three computer scientists to found Sun Microsystems, whose powerful workstations stamped their mark on the evolution of computing. Cocky and obnoxious, Khosla was soon fired. He became a venture capitalist. Joining the storied venture partnership of Kleiner Perkins, Khosla discovered his true métier. His unreasonable impatience, his determination that anything might be possible and everything should work his way, made him one part tyrant, two parts visionary. In later life, he bought a village with 47 cottages on the California coast and fought a series of losing court cases to block public access to the beach, even though he never found time to spend the night there. Not once, ever. But he channeled his contempt for conventional thinking into a series of dazzling investments, frequently losing his money and sometimes generating benefits.